Ruby 6, The Illusionati. Ruby, TJ Tarrou, Andor, Rodan Kapoor, and the Digital Circus have been invited to a small desert planet inhabited by pear-shaped beings. No one but Oop Oop knows who they really are. We join them at a reception in the Great Hall of Hoo-Ha. And now, part two, The Dark Angel of Doom.
Ah, Ruby.
Hello, Oop.
Oop? Boop.
Yeah.
Ruby, you will see how the nakri of the Ilubu has been contracted for this formal occasion.
You're saying I won't be able to get close to anyone here?
Exactly.
Well, that's the way it is at parties.
Shall I introduce you to some of the more important personages, Ruby?
Why not, Oop? Boop. As we maneuvered across the oval room, I... Oh, sorry. Bump into someone to check him out, but they'd withdraw their nakri too quickly to get any impressions. Meanwhile, Tarrou and the rest of the gang were schmoozing around somewhere.
A waiter came by with some sort of pear liqueur, a fermented cactus juice that was quite sublime. I decided to step outside for a breath of fresh desert night air, but I didn't realize it was a holographic diorama. It wasn't the outside I had stepped into, it was the wall. Ow!
Whoa, there!
I turned around, and there stood a pear-shaped young lady. Her pointed head almost came up to my nose. She was taller than most, of course. Two of her feet were in high heels. The other two, I don't know. I don't know where they were, tucked away somewhere. She smelled good, like the desert night, all in bloom. As my eyes moved down her pearly body, I could see she had a pleasing shape for a pear. She even had a waistline. In fact, I found the rest of her lines weren't bad either.
Here, let me help you.
She drew close as she placed her tiny hand on my bruised forehead, her nakri, her aura, her bubble, her God knows whatever that heavenly thing was, opened up in a strange, tingling ecstasy engulfed me. I was slowly swallowed and rapidly enraptured. The soft fragrances of jasmine, honeysuckle, rare desert blooms, and other delicate scents caressed my nose. I could hear music, strange, haunting, like some ethereal waltz. The ballroom split open. We were dancing across the desert dunes. She smiled. What a smile. Radiant, a golden glow, igniting the bubble we shared as little bells tinkled through every cell in my body and soul. Swallowed by her nakri, I was like a bee sinking into her nectar. She was the flower opening, receiving me, giving me...
Do you feel better?
She stepped back, her bubble contracted. And I was alone. So terribly, utterly alone.
I said, do you feel better now?
No, I need more.
No, you don't.
No, I do. More. Need more. Please, just a little more.
I think you're fine. My name is Su Fu.
Su Fu.
And you?
Tarrou. TJ Tarrou.
Tarrou?
Professor TJ Tarrou, but to you, just Tarrou will do.
What does TJ mean?
What do I mean? Oh, you mean what is TJ?
Yes.
Oh, T is for tummy, and J is for jolly.
Tummy jolly, Tarrou?
You could say that.
Are you pulling my leg?
Which one? Your people have so many.
It was nice meeting you, Tarrou.
Wait. Su Fu, please.
What?
One final touch from your sweet-scented honeysuckle palm.
Where shall I touch you?
Other than my heart and soul. My lips.
One touch.
As she stepped close once again, her sweet tinkling nakri engulfed me. Angels sung, guitars strummed, violins swayed, her delicate hand reached up as one long, slim finger extended out and settled upon my lower lip. Oh. As Su Fu looked at me, her two dewy iridescent almond eyes twinkled in the desert diorama starlight. I waited for her life-nourishing smile, but Su Fu did not smile. She looked so... what was that look? Wispy? Bewildered? Perplexed? None of the above. All too soon her hand withdrew, and she was gone.
Kapoor here. Rodat Kapoor. I, too, was mingling among the little pear peoples, who are even smaller than me. I can beat them up. There was this one round and obviously important personage who shook like a barrel of jello when he left. He was talking to Ruby, so I went over to see what was so funny. Ruby!
Hello, Rodent.
Rodent, that's no longer funny, Ruby.
Is this... the notorious Rodent Kapoor.
Rodent! Rodent!
Oh, Rodent.
What do you mean, notorious?
Ambassador Woogie, meet R.F. Kapoor.
Ambassador?
What does R.F. mean?
Rat face.
All these years, and she still thinks it's funny.
Oh, there's someone else I wanted to meet, Ambassador. Hey, Taru, come here.
Yes, Ruby.
Meet Ambassador Woogie.
Woogie? Certainly.
Ambassador, this is Professor Taru.
I've heard so much about you, Professor.
About me? Not from Ruby.
Yes, Ruby tells me that you hold a PhD in puns.
I beg your pardon?
A full professor of puns.
Ruby said that.
We Ilubus have never been exposed to your punnery.
Lucky Ilubu you.
Ruby has translated some of your most treasured puns.
My puns?
The whole mole people.
Oh, you mean Molière and his moldy puns.
It's nice to see your language is so free.
Oh, yeah.
Puns are part of free speech.
It is?
You might say it's one of our basic fundamental rights.
Fundamental rights? How low can you sink, Ruby?
You're about to see, Taru.
Professor, what do they call a scholar of puns?
A scholar of puns?
It's called a pundit.
A pundit, oh. are there words in your language that are pun-proof?
Pun-proof?
Ambassador Woogie.
Yes, Ruby.
Do you know what they call a man who exudes a smelly pun? A pungent.
A pungent.
Or when a pun goes flat.
Oh. Like most of yours.
A puncture.
A puncture.
Or if you kick a pun when it's down, it's called a pun.
Take a pun. Oh, gag.
But when you use a pun... in your language.
We call it punctuation.
Punctuation?
Oh, God, spare me. Good Lord.
And when you use a pun for effect?
It's called a punch.
A punch!
Barfing. Barfing.
Can the human mind endure so many puns?
You mean, do we get punchy?
Punchy!
Oh, there ought to be a law.
A law against the use of puns.
They ought to bring back capital punishment.
Capital punishment! Oh, that's capital. Oh, very good, Professor. Very good.
Well, yeah, if you say so, Ambassador Woogie.
Oop-Oop figured it'd be easier for me to meet some of the bigwigs, the influential families, if I was the star of the digital circus. Taru thought it was a great idea. Kapoor went along with it, but what exactly was I supposed to star as? We got together with Andor, the chief techie at the digital circus.
We'll have to create something just for you, Ruby.
Yeah, but we'll have to figure out what Ruby can do.
She can blast people. Hey.
Oh, shut up, Kapoor.
Okay.
Ruby, you remember the first time we met the mole people?
Who could forget those big furry monsters?
Yes, they did stutter. But remember, Ruby, they had a game called the Cosmic Pinball.
Yeah, you got me to play it and it almost killed me.
But that's what made it exciting.
For you, Taru.
No, not just for me. The mole people loved it, Ruby.
The digital circus could create something like Cosmic Pinball.
How about a game that won't kill me?
We'll make it safe.
But they'll have to think it's gonna do you in, Ruby. That's what makes it fun.
Ooh, I like it.
You would. So what do we call this game?
I know. Death to Ruby. Ow! You promised.
That didn't hurt.
It did hurt.
Okay, look, you do it to me.
Hit the great Ruby on the head?
Yeah.
But I'd have to stand on a chair.
Well, go ahead.
What's the catch?
No catch.
You can slow time.
Yeah?
You'll move.
So?
That's not fair.
Wait a minute. The little rodent's got something.
I do?
Yeah, sure. Something big and terrible attacks Ruby. It's about to squash her into an oozy puddle, but instead she slows time, and at the last possible hair breath of a moment, Ruby escapes.
Ooh.
And if I don't escape?
Oh, come on, Ruby. You always escape.
I can design a failsafe.
Well, there you go.
Okay, so what do we call this game?
How about Ruby plays the pinball of death?
Nah.
I know.
What?
Ruby shakes the mighty death rattle.
Nah.
Well, how about Ruby versus the angel of death?
Not bad. What is it?
I don't know yet.
What if a big angel comes down from the heavens, sees Ruby, and beats her mercilessly with its cast iron wings? Just kidding.
Maybe Kapoor is right.
What?
Maybe it's a merging of Cosmic Pinball and the Angel of Death.
Yes, yes. The angel is spitting big flaming hot lava spitballs at Ruby, and she's... Never mind.
No, that's good, Kapoor.
Oh?
Ruby escapes everything that's thrown at her, and everyone thinks the game is over, but then the real Angel of Death appears.
Oh.
And that is Ruby's final challenge.
What do you mean, the real Angel of Death? And how is this going to translate? Do the Ulubu have an Angel of Death?
Maybe their angel is shaped like a big winged pear covered in feathers.
What if they don't have angels?
Everybody has angels.
Hello, TJ.
Hello, Angel.
He?
What are you all doing?
We're inventing a game for Ruby.
It's called Ruby versus the Angel of Death.
Really, Andor?
Yes, but we don't know if they have angels.
Do they have death?
Yes.
Then find the counterpart in their language.
Oh, that's good thinking, Angel.
Do you know what I think you should call it?
What?
Ruby and the Dark Angel of Doom.
Doom?
Ooh, this is sounding very scary.